Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 453 for Tuesday, June the 28th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were higher Tuesday morning in follow-through buying after yesterday's advances. Canola was anywhere from $10 to $12 higher, with the most active November contract checking in at $494.90 a ton. That's up $11.50. The market received a boost from gains in the U.S. soy complex, crude oil, and the vegetable oil market. Recent rains have raised some concerns among crop watchers in Western Canada, and there are ideas the market is relatively cheap compared to other oil seeds. However, the Canadian dollar was higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less desirable to international buyers. Most traders expect this week's acreage report by Statistics Canada to show increased plantings, and Britain's decision to exit the European Union continues to play havoc with markets. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 15 to 18 cents higher, with the most active November contract 18 cents stronger at $11.23 a bushel. Strong demand from China and forecasts calling for dry weather in the U.S. Midwest are supporting the market. The USDA confirmed sales of another 150,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to unknown destinations. The USDA is also due to publish its quarterly inventory report on Thursday, and traders are positioning themselves ahead of that release. Corn was 7 cents per bushel higher, with the December contract checking in at $4.01 a bushel. The market was pushed upward on ideas it was oversold. Commercial buyers continue to flock to old crop supplies ahead of Thursday's report. Weather remains an issue, and the U.S. dollar is a bit weaker today, which was supportive for prices. U.S. wheat was 1 cent per bushel higher, with the September contract at $4.60 a bushel. The weaker U.S. dollar and spillover gains in corn and soybeans underpinned the wheat market. The spring crop ratings were a bit lower than expected for the last week. Gains are still limited from yields in this week's U.S. winter wheat harvest as well. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, June the 28th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.